You're listening to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, episode 76.
You just need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be authentic to yourself, and you need to ask for what you want, because we can't read your mind. So those around you, if you don't ask, they can't help you. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid again to say what you want. Skate that line of confidence and cocky. And especially as a woman, I mean, be confident in what you are and be okay also saying, I'll get back to you. That's a great question. And I don't know the answer, but I'll get back to you. And that's okay.
Today's conversation is for those of you who have been at your organization for a while, maybe even since college. This episode is for those of you who have it good where you are and are continually growing and showcasing your value as you create your next internal advancement opportunity. But this episode is also for those of you who want that and are looking for ways to get into that company you know you would just love to work at. As you build your mid-career GPS, some pathways will help you navigate internally to find new positions and grow. My guest today is an example of that. I met Teresa McGeehan in my cohort for the Network of Executive Women's Rising Stars program in 2020. It was evident that Teresa cared about her work, team, and organization. Today, Teresa is a digital catalog and merchandising manager for Hallmark. Her career at Hallmark began immediately after college, where she started in sales for 3 years and has been in product development for the past 10. And when not at work, she enjoys spending time with her family and has been a soccer coach for 10 years. In today's episode, Teresa and I talk with you about how to get into your dream company, how you can always find that next challenge, ways to grow and showcase your value, and why it is more important than ever to find people like you who are traveling that mid-career journey. This is the Mid-Career GPS Podcast, and I'm your host, John Nerrell. I'm here to help you prepare, position, and promote who you are and what you do so you can show up to find the job you love or love the job you have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that if you are looking for a great Christmas or holiday gift, to go over to Amazon and check out my books, Your Mid-Career GPS, 4 Steps to Figuring Out What's Next, as well as Show Up, 6 Strategies to Lead a More Energetic and Impactful Career. It is not too late to get that book on your Kindle or device, or even in paperback. Plus, as you think about getting yourself professionally ready for 2022, I want to personally invite you to join my private Facebook group, Your Mid-Career GPS. Here, you will join an amazing group of professionals who, like you, are all trying to figure out what is next for their careers. So I look forward to you coming on into the group. Now, as we quickly approach Christmas and the rest of the holiday season, I will admit it's kind of fun that Teresa McGeehan is my guest today. Teresa has managed everything from launching a new brand to working with their master retailers to managing a beloved Hallmark brand, Keepsake Ornaments. And because some of you are probably wondering, I'll admit that I asked Teresa about Hallmark Christmas movies. She didn't really have too much to report as she's not in that division, but I'll admit with you that I do enjoy a good Hallmark Christmas movie every now and then. Even at a young age, Teresa was connected to Hallmark, and you'll hear more about that later. But ending up at Hallmark wasn't exactly what she thought she was going to be doing when she was growing up.
Well, back when I was in high school, I had big dreams and aspirations to be an interior decorator. So I had my eyes set on that. And that was something, I think it was that mix of like creativity, you know, paired with making decisions. And fast forward into college, I remember the summer after my freshman year, I was a waitress And which P.S. that is a job I will never do again. And I have utmost respect for every waitress ever.
Let's give a huge shout out to all of the food servers and workers out there. I agree with Teresa on this. It is hard work, and thank you for the work you're doing. And sometimes we have powerful conversations with our coworkers at any job we've held.
She said, so like, what do you want to be like after college? And I said, I really want to work at Hallmark. And then I ran into her actually 2 years into my career at Hallmark. And she said, so what do? You don't work at Hallmark, do you? And I was like, yeah, actually, I do.
Like me, you're wondering how Teresa made that happen.
I live in Kansas City. Hallmark is a Kansas City company. And I honestly, John, literally applied for every single job that they had available that I might be a possible candidate for. And then the sales job came across my desk and I got an interview and accepted the job. So I graduated from college in May and I started that job the following June.
There's something to be said about the tenacity and determination when we were in our senior year of college. When we wanted something so badly, we found a way to go after it and get it. It is one of the many reasons why I love Teresa's story so much. As mid-career professionals, we have to be careful not to lose sight of how determined our younger selves were. That happens because we are clear about our skills and how best we can use them. And let's face it, we weren't willing to accept no as an answer. No matter what job you're applying to, you have to know where you are most valuable to an organization, even if it means pulling experience from somewhere else.
One of them was persistence, right? And showing dedication and interest in that company. I mean, if you were to look at my profile, you would see all the roles that I had posted for. Another thing was confidence. So as you guys know, there's this weird line that you need to walk as a professional between cocky and confidence. And I think just having confidence in myself and that I was the right fit for the job, I think really carried through in the interviews for that role. And I think that really led to ultimately me securing the role. I think there was something to be said also for my my soccer experience. There's a lot of athletes out there probably listening, and you guys, athletes, they know how to be a team player. They know how to be a leader. They know how to do that. And that translates to the workforce. And even as I interview for people on my team today, if you have some athletic experience, to me, that's always something that I think of as a pro.
Hallmark is a well-known and well-established brand. Their name is synonymous with holidays and milestone events in our lives. For Teresa, being associated with a well-established brand like Hallmark is important to her because of what the company stands for and represents. She is strongly connected to Hallmark's mission and purpose to help and serve its customers each day. And that kind of loyalty evolves over time.
Honestly, that's one of the reasons I wanted to work there. I have a lot of passion and, you know, making my family and friends happy and just knowing, letting them know that I'm there for them. And I wanted to work for a company that shared those same values. Mm-hmm. I think what I saw in Hallmark was an established company. I saw a company that had a lot of opportunities. I mean, as a small child, if any of you are from the Kansas City area, they have this whole area called Crown Center and Kaleidoscope. And, you know, if you think about the movies on Crown Media. And I just felt like there was a lot of opportunity to do a lot of things. And as a young college student, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do yet. I knew that I wanted to do something in business. I knew that I would love to have some kind of a leadership role someday. But I just wanted to make sure I was setting myself up for success by going to a company that provided me the flexibility to kind of decide what I wanted and honestly trial by error, right? Mm-hmm. Learning things as you go to be like, wow, I really liked that, but I didn't really like that much.
If you're fortunate to land at an organization immediately after graduation, as Teresa did, you can grow some roots. And as long as you like it there and do good work, and let's not forget, they have to like you and your work too, opportunities will become available. But when do you know that you could see yourself staying there for a while?
So my very first job at Hallmark, as you had mentioned, was in sales. So what my role was is I called independent Gold Crown stores and I sold them our products. And I needed to know everything about everything. And I think that was honestly the moment where I realized there is a department that focuses on, you know, pieces and parts for their store. There's a department for every product category. There's departments for systems to set these stores up for success. So honestly, in that very first job, I had a front row seat to all the different places within the company. And that was just in our Gold Crown channel. And Hallmark is in many other channels as I got to explore throughout the rest of my career. But I think being able to sit at that front row seat and be like, oh, there is a team for this, there's a team for that, there's a team for that, it really opened my eyes that there was a lot of opportunity within the building.
I'm a fan of Hallmark. I like going to the Gold Crown store and getting a gift and a card. It's an experience that I am sure many of you can relate to. Listen to how Teresa talks about the experience Hallmark creates for their customers.
I mean, that is at the heart and soul of every single thing that we do. We're always thinking about her and her journey and what it is that she would experience when she's there. And we want her to, you know, enter a Gold Crown store, or specifically for my role, enter Hallmark.com, right? And really feel that brand presence that we were talking about in every single touch and everything that we do. So that is like at the core of all the things that we do. We're really just thinking about her and the way that she wants to shop and the way that she, just everything about her.
There is a lot to be said for providing an outstanding experience. All of us are capable of doing that. You don't have to work for a company such as Hallmark to provide that. Providing those experiences, mainly because of the pandemic, certainly hasn't been easy. The way we live, work, and shop is drastically different than what it was 2 years ago. So I asked Teresa how the pandemic has impacted her work life and career, and how she handled her mid-career moment.
Well, I started the pandemic working in one role, and I'm currently in a different role. So just to get to the high level nugget really quickly, but I was working on, as you mentioned in my bio, on our keepsake ornament brand when I first started in the pandemic. And that job is amazing. That brand is amazing. Everything about the people that work there are amazing. Shout out to all my keepsakes peeps.
Yay.
That was the end of my 10-year product development career that I've had so far. I'm not saying it's the end forever. I feel like I'm running up against similar challenges that we've worked through time and time again, and I need a new challenge to stretch myself. That was hard to kind of go through, you know, in my basement by myself. You know, I had people like you or other people to kind of talk through about, this is what I think I want, but this feels weird because I know this, right? For 10 years, I've been doing product development and bounced around with different brands, bounced around with, you know, different retailers that I was supporting, different problems to solve, but ultimately product strategy, right? And developing product for her. I kind of came to this point where it was almost like I wanted to miss product, right? Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to get to a place where I wanted to explore product development again. And so I raised my hand and explored some jobs. And again, similar to how I got to Hallmark, just a lot of persistence and talking to people and explored some new roles within our digital world. And in the middle of the pandemic, I did make a switch away from product into our digital world, e-commerce land, where I'm not on the team making those strategic decisions anymore. I'm on the team that's taking those strategic decisions and bringing them to life on our Hallmark.com storefront. And it's been a wonderful and amazing and frustrating and delightful experience filled with challenges and opportunities. But I wouldn't have done it any other way. I have learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about the company. And I've gotten to meet some new, really awesome people in the digital world, which I have learned so much from them daily. So for me in the pandemic, it was kind of a moment to pause and think about, you know, what it is that I wanted for my career and my life. And what were things, maybe gaps in my skill sets that maybe I wanted to grow a little bit more?
Listening to Teresa's story, you can hear that she's gone through tremendous professional growth because of the pandemic. and where her career was progressing. You know when you're ready for a change. And if there's one common theme amongst all the people I help and the guests who have appeared on the Mid-Career GPS podcast this year, it's that they don't want to be stuck. Now, you can go back and listen to the best of episodes. They're number 73, 75, and soon to be released 77. Everyone's journey is unique, and it's theirs to travel. I appreciate Teresa sharing her thoughts and feelings with us. You can hear how she's in a great place because of her deep work, which included some coaching that's helped make that happen. The pandemic, it's taught us how to pivot. And remember, the conversation used to be, we can't do that. And it's evolved into, how can we do it differently and find a way to serve our customers? Teresa shares one important event where she helped pivot to a virtual platform, got some interesting results during the pandemic.
One example I can think of specifically, because at the time I was working in our keepsake ornament department, and we've always done live artist signings. We've got a big fan following in that business where our keepsake artists will come and to a store and we'll sign autographs and, you know, autograph ornaments. And clearly with the pandemic, that was not a safe opportunity, but we didn't want to stop doing that. So we pivoted and we came up with more of a virtual event, and where we were still able to bring those artists and those fans together just in a different way.
That's really cool.
It was. I got to be like the moderator in some of those, and it was just fun. I mean, it wasn't the same. Let's sure. call that what it was, but it was still awesome. And it created this new platform and this new forum where we could have real conversations with our consumers, directly with the artists.
It is fair to say that we've all learned some valuable lessons in how we show up, especially over the last couple of years. One of the show up six strategies that I talk about in my books is about protecting and promoting your brand. It's a vital strategy for companies, employees, and we all have a role in that. When we show up in these ways, there's a sense of pride in ourselves and what we do. It's why people love to brag about their companies and tell people how great they are. And yes, the reverse is true. Perhaps this holiday season, you may hear friends and family complain about how bad their company is or how bad their leader is or what they don't like about their job. Look, it's really simple. If you don't like it, if you don't like where your career path is headed or the company you work for, you have the power to change, whether it be figuring out a way to stay, make the situation a little bit more manageable and be grateful for it, or go out and find your next advancement opportunity. Now, for Teresa, being organizationally loyal allowed her the flexibility and mobility to find her next advancement opportunity, all within Hallmark.
100%. I mean, you were talking about being loyal to a company. I mean, there's a reason for that, right? But the flip of that is you were also talking about like bouncing around. And I don't know. Yes, I've still worked for Hallmark, but I still feel like I bounced around. You know, my product development journey has, I mean, I've gotten to work with Walmart, Walgreens, you know, all the big mass retailers and our Hallmark Gold Crown. And now here I am in a digital world. So although I've been with one company, I've gotten the opportunity to have tons of different roles and tons of different experiences, which I think helps build that pride because I know more about the business in total. And honestly, to your point, there's still more to go, right? I mean, there's pockets of the company that I haven't even like looked at or lifted up or have evolved since I might have worked with them before. That knowing that those are all out there, and if I want to explore them, I can do that. It's really empowering.
At this moment, right here, right now, as you're listening to me, you are here because of the totality of your experiences. Some of them have been good. Some of them have not been so good. But all of those experiences have helped you learn and grow. I asked Teresa to share her lessons learned.
I would say a big one is just being humble. right? I mean, there are new things to learn everywhere you go. And just because I might have some experience that maybe someone else does not mean they cannot teach me new things. And I think being open to learning new things will set us all up for success. But then the flip of that is also being open if we make a mistake. I mean, I'm a human, you're a human, we're all humans. It happens, but it's all about how we handle that. And it's about owning it, correcting it, learning from it, and let's move on. So I'd say being humble is definitely a very big one. And then I think the other one is, and I know that I might be, you might have, you know, swayed me in this next one, but always showing up how you want to be known all the time. I think sometimes when you're at a bigger company or you've been working with the same people for a long time, it's really easy to get comfortable in your roles and maybe even get lax, but your personal brand is being shaped all the time, every single day, and it can evolve, right? And so I just think, don't forget to be yourself in all instances, no matter what that means, right? And just don't forget to show up, because ultimately, you know, as you move to a management level, your team's expecting you to show up, you know, your boss is expecting you, everyone's expecting you to show up. So let's show up and be you, because ultimately that's going to shape your brand, which is then going to shape where you could potentially go next.
We had a minor audio glitch there, but Teresa said it could shape where you can potentially go next. She said it so well. How we show up matters. Colleagues, customers, and leaders all get to experience who you are and what you do because of how you show up. You build your brand by experiences. And for Teresa, she is a huge advocate of professional development. I shared earlier that she and I met through the Network of Executive Women's Rising Stars program, and Teresa was in my first cohort in 2020.
Yeah, so Rising Stars is a wonderful program that is headed up by the Network of Executive Women, as you had mentioned, and it actually came to me from a good dear friend of mine who I've worked with again, speaking of showing up all the time. I worked with her a couple, you know, roles ago, and she had reached out and said, hey, we want to sponsor within Hallmark two individuals from Hallmark to come and be a part of this program. And so she had knocked on my door and said, hey, like, would you like to do this? And I said, absolutely. I would be honored to do this. And my favorite thing about the Rising Stars program was getting to know all of the women in our cohort. I mean, we had people in there from tons of different roles and tons of different companies. And it was just so nice to hear that some of the things I was going through were also some of the same things they were going through. And it created this platform of, you know, it's okay to feel like that, because I feel like that too. And then also then someone else would chime in, you know, like, well, here's what I did. And it was like, that's a really good idea. Like, I didn't think of that. And so it just created the safe space where we could all share our experience and journey. And we all had these similar journeys that we were on. And it was really empowering just to get to know these women and share and learn from each other.
Rising Stars is a fantastic program. And to be clear, it's not solely for women. My cohort this year had two men in it, and the program saw more male Rising Stars than ever before. But every Rising Star has one key trait. They care about being empowering and impassioned middle managers and leaders who are called to serve their teams, organizations, and customers to the best of their abilities. Please check the show notes for more information about how you can get involved in the 2022 cohort for Rising Stars. And as we head into next year, you might be thinking about goal setting. And while Teresa is very driven, she doesn't get herself hung up on having that five-year plan for her growth and development. Like many of us, she's just trying to get to tomorrow. But she knows the three things that are non-negotiable when it comes to what she must have in her career and her life.
So I'm going to be honest, I don't have a five-year plan. I don't have a 10-year plan.
That's
I don't
okay.
have a whatever plan. But and there are some days where I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. But my North Star is very much, I like to set a goal for myself that is attainable, but challenging. So if you think about, like I have in my, as I think about what role I want next and what role I want now, I always say there are three things that every job has to have for me. I have to be learning and growing. I have to have work-life balance. I'm a mom with two kiddos. And I have to be challenged. Mm-hmm. If you can give me a job that gives me those three things, you've got me, right? And once I start feeling like one of those is slipping, that's when my spidey senses go up to say, like, I think I need to look for something new here. So as I was telling you earlier on my product development journey, right? And why I made the switch over to e-commerce, that challenge factor, I was feeling like that was lacking a little bit. I was feeling like it was kind of like, let's dust this off and let's try this again. And I needed that new challenge. And that was part of the reason why I made this shift. So from a goal perspective, my goal is really one goal. It's to make sure those three things are in my life all the time. Mm-hmm. Those three things are in my job every time. And if I do that, then ultimately the rest will come. And really those three things in my mind get to my why, which is happiness, right? I want to be happy. You know, we spend more time at work than we do with our family and friends, unfortunately, sometimes. And I need to make sure what I'm doing from my 8 to 5 fuels me, right? And makes me happy for the rest of the time. And so those three things, I've found that as long as I've got a role and my 8 to 5 is giving me those three things, you're going to get more out of me. And I'm going to reach my goal, which is being happy, right? And so it sounds really simple. And like, you guys probably are listening to me like, okay, Chick, you didn't really give us like a long-term vision or goal. But ultimately, I believe that by following those three simple things, it goes to my why, which makes me happy, mm-hmm. which in turn leads to me, you know, getting that next promotion, you know, getting that pay raise that maybe I wouldn't have gotten before, you know, maybe getting a title bump that I wasn't expecting, because I'm liking what I'm doing and I'm bringing the best to me every day to the job.
Teresa's three things about goals being obtainable, challenging, and what will make her happy are directly related to her core values as she builds her mid-career GPS. Make no mistake about it, she is very intentional about moving forward, but she knows that those things must be present for her to have a career she's happy with and proud of. And it isn't all about the title. As I've said before, know what you want, and more importantly, know your worth and value in the marketplace so you can find that job you love or love the job you have. As we wrap up, I asked Teresa to share her advice to help you build your mid-career GPS.
You just need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be authentic to yourself, and you need to ask for what you want because we can't read your mind. So those around you, if you don't ask, they can't help you. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid again to say what you want. Skate that line of confidence and cocky. And especially as a woman, I mean, be confident in what you are and be okay also saying, I'll get back to you. That's a great question. And I don't know the answer, but I'll get back to you. And that's okay.
It's always fun talking to people I've had an opportunity to work with and share their stories on my podcast. I hope you've learned and gotten a little more motivation or inspiration from Teresa. Here's how you can connect with her. Most importantly, thank you for sharing your story with us because it's pretty amazing, without doubt.
Absolutely, John. And thanks so much for having me. This was pretty fun. I liked
it. Yeah, good stuff. So, hey, if anybody wants to connect with you or follow up with you, or maybe they're that person who is, you know, just looking to find that next job and they want to delve into a little bit more about how you did it, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
I would probably say, look me up on LinkedIn. So Teresa McGeehan. And so my name should be in the show notes, I think. Yep. Right, John?
And I'll have your LinkedIn profile linked up there as well.
Perfect. So that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. But yeah, feel free to send me a message. Happy to talk.
When you connect with Teresa on LinkedIn, please remember to send her a message along with the connection request. Share that you heard her on the Mid-Career GPS podcast and why you want to connect with her. Remember, we always send a message when we're connecting with somebody on LinkedIn. Otherwise, people don't know why we want to connect with them. LinkedIn is all about building relationships. Take the time to build the relationship. Now, the next time you find yourself in a Hallmark Gold Crown store looking for a keepsake ornament or a greeting card, or maybe even finding yourself watching a movie on Hallmark, I want you to think of Teresa. Her story is a wonderful example of how we can be organizationally loyal while accelerating and advancing our careers in a place we love to work. This is the last conversation I recorded for 2021, but I still have two more episodes to share with you before the year is over, and I hope you will come back and tune in to listen. I hope you've enjoyed these conversations, and I am excited to bring you more of them for season two. Stay tuned. Don't forget, my books are available on Amazon, Your Mid-Career GPS, 4 Steps to Figuring Out What's Next, along with Show Up, 6 Strategies to Lead a More Energetic and Impactful Career. As you get ready for 2022, let my books help you build that professional roadmap to whatever is next. Don't forget about my private Facebook group, Your Mid-Career GPS, and like the Mid-Career GPS podcast page on Facebook. And if you haven't had a chance to do so already, kindly leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform and share what it is that you like about the podcast that is helping you build your professional roadmap right now. Remember, my friends, we build our mid-career GPSs 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how we show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day.